that know, it's Bobby with...
I'm Christopher Clark, a fine artist. I live here in Denver, and I paint professionally for a living. I do a bunch of, like, all the cool nerd art that you can possibly think of. I've painted it.
So we're actually here at an incredible art exhibit that popped up on our Facebook to come and check out some incredible Harry Potter, Marvel comic,
Star Wars,
and other kinds of fabulous fan art. There's some DC here. There's a little bit of you name the fandom, and it's on one of the canvases or walls in this building.
Alice in Wonderland, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones. And then a bunch of fun other, like, parody artwork by some other artists, like comic sort of versions of a lot of those themes. And
yeah, I saw the DeLorean.
The DeLorean's mine. That was a fun one.
Yeah. So, okay. Why nerd art?
Why not? Because I'm a fan of all this stuff. I think there are some of the greatest stories that are being told in our time right now. And it's fun to interpret those as a piece of fine art. I have a traditional, you know, oil painting impressionist background. And it's nice to be able to take that sort of older classical style of painting and apply it to these contemporary stories. And it really elevates the quality of the work. It's not like, you know, it's a more sophisticated version of, like, nerd art, but taken to, like, a fine art level, you know?
And it looks like your styles really vary. I saw some spray paint art. I've seen some really fine detail, like portrait style.
Well, not all it's mine. I'm not the only artist in the gallery.
Okay.
The spray paint stuff is a guy named Ash Schultz.
Okay.
He's based in Vegas. So we have some, like, more pen and ink comic illustrative style. That's Dominic Glover. We have several different artists here. I'm like half the gallery. And then I'm the only one present this weekend.
Okay.
We have a lot of different great artists at the Incredible Art Gallery who have a lot of different, they bring a lot of different styles to the table, which is fun.
Okay, so how did you hook up with this gallery?
I have a background in doing impressionism, oil painting. I was doing landscapes and figures and cityscapes and still lifes and all kinds of fun stuff, like normal art. But then I did a series of Lord of the Rings paintings just as a fan. I would watch the movies and I loved the scenery. It was very beautiful. As a landscape painter, I'm like, oh, that's gorgeous. I would just pause the movie. I'm like, I'm just going to paint that. It's beautiful. It just happened to have Frodo and Sam in it. Or, you know, it would be this beautiful interior with golden light and stuff. And it's just Gandalf and Bilbo having tea, you know. But to me, it was just a beautiful painting. But it kind of brought me into the fan art world accidentally. Mm-hmm. And then I happened on this gallery and that's all they show is fan art. And like nerd art from those kind of genres. And so they loved the pieces and started selling them here. And they have contacts with people at Lucasfilm and Marvel. And they just sort of got me into those realms, you know. So it was really a great introduction, was finding this gallery accidentally.
Okay, so Lord of the Rings got you into it. But you obviously do a number of other fandoms.
Right.
We talked about the DeLorean. I see a lot of Harry Potter around here.
Right.
All right. So obviously you've seen all of those films as well.
And read the books. And I'm currently reading them in French.
I
almost finished Harry Potter et l'école des sorciers, which is The School of Sorcery is the first book. And I'm just about done with that one. It's the La Pierre Philosophale is the Philosopher's Stone.
Very nice.
That was fun. And the kids attend Poudlard, which is the name of the school. They don't call it Hogwarts. They call it Poudlard, which means like bacon lice in French.
That does not sound nearly as cool.
Well, it's a play on words. Like Hogwarts is actually kind of a gross thing when you think about it.
Yes.
We've associated with this endearing sort of idea now.
Yes, totally.
And they do the same. They take the play on words and say them in French. So a lot of that stuff happens.
So what are the houses' names in French?
Gryffondor, same. Pouf Souffle is Hufflepuff. Serre d'Aigle is Ravenclaw, and Serpentard is Slytherin.
Fantastic. So I noticed you're wearing your Hufflepuff
I'm
match.
A Hufflepuff pride.
That's yeah, good. Ravenclaw through and through.
Nice. Cool.
So, you know, but that's okay. You can be Hufflepuff. No judgment.
Is that okay?
No judgment.
I have your permission.
If you were Slytherin, we may have to end the interview now.
I love being Hufflepuff. we're the best house. We're like the most prideful, I feel like. Because I think we're like the underdogs, the ones that like get the least amount of recognition. And, you know, so I think we just, we have to make up for that by being extra excited and prideful. Plus our house, our dorms and the common room are right next to the kitchens. So, you know, they're totally like, you know, sneaking food in the middle of the night from the house elves. So
it's true. Wait, I mean, you guys did have, you know, Cedric, which should count for
Cedric,
something.
And we have Newt's Commander, you know.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that should count for something.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, they're awesome. You know,
so I'm noticing your seagull, like, shirt peeking out through your apron. Is this the Stop It Now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
My girlfriend got this for me for my birthday last year, I think. So that video is probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
It's one of my favorite songs.
I watch it at least like once a week, probably just for fun.
My nephew will actually walk around going, "I hate Brenda," just like out of the blue.
And some boys tease me, I peed in my pants.
He's four and he'll just walk up to somebody, "I hate Brenda," and then walk away. Right. And people are just like, "Who's Brenda?" It's like, he doesn't know anybody named Brenda. You just need to understand the seagulls.
Don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep.
So do you have any seagull pictures? I didn't notice any.
No, there's no seagull pictures. Okay. Lucasfilm does not allow me to do any parody, unfortunately.
Oh.
I can't do any humorous stuff. It has to be all legit canon. So.
Okay, that makes sense.
But we have a lot of cool Bucket paintings. Bucket does some great parody stuff. Ashley Rain is our other parody artist.
Mm-hmm.
So they do all the funny, humorous things.
Yes, I did see the Bucket deal.
You're on a good laugh. Come down and check out our parody work. It's actually some of our best-selling stuff in the gallery.
Yeah, I noticed like all of the Avengers sitting on the toilets.
Right, those are fun.
You know, Joker painting Batman, you know, right. Paint me like one of your Gotham girls.
And we have the creation of Vader. Yeah. And we have some like, you know, there's a baby Yoda flying like E.T.
Yes, the Mandalorian.
Ashley did a Adams Family / Nightmare Before Christmas sort of mashup. That was pretty fun.
That was lovely.
Yeah, so we have a lot of different themes as a parody.
And of course, many a Deadpool because, you know, he just pops up everywhere.
The Deadpool I did. There's a Deadpool on the Iron Throne.
Yes, I like that one. You know, Deadpool having a picnic with Spider-Man.
All right, that's an Ashley Rain piece. Yeah, Deadpool, you can pretty much do whatever you want, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a rumor going around in the MCU world that the Stan Lee cameos might be replaced with Deadpool cameos.
Really? That's amazing. Because now they have to be CGI Stan Lee cameos at this point.
Yeah. Well, you know, he didn't want that. So right. The talk is Deadpool cameos replacing.
Like Ryan Reynolds or like Deadpool?
No, like Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Okay.
You know, still Ryan Reynolds because he is basically Deadpool now. He has taken ownership of that character the way Robert Downey Jr. took ownership of Iron Man. And so.
I've never seen those.
It's a rumor. We don't know if it's going to happen. You know, my vote is yes.
Sure. That'd be awesome. For no reason. But in a stupid situation, like he's grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like at the movies or,
you know, on a bus.
Right.
Just something weird and random, because why not? So, okay. Well, I really want to thank you for your time. And is there anything you'd like to tell our listeners where they can find you?
Well, my hashtag for all my social medias is Christopher Clark Art. That's for Instagram and Facebook and, you know, whatever. You can just search for that. You'll find me. The Incredible Art Gallery is where we are this weekend. So you can look that up online too. IncredibleArtGallery.com is a website where you can buy a lot of the stuff online. I always try to give a little extra encouragement to like young artists trying to become artists professionally. I would say that, yeah, you can absolutely do it. You study hard and practice and promote your work out there and keep doing it forever and you can do it. So you don't need anybody's permission.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll grab one of your cards and we'll get this posted. So again, nerds that know, come and check out the Incredible Art Gallery and get yourself some fan art.
Awesome. Thanks, Bobby. As you unlock your phone, so there you go.